So this will be the first ever Tech Awards here at the GPN, and I'm really happy to have Dysphoric Unicorn and Technocat here. They will celebrate something which I don't really know what's about, but it will be crazy and it will be interesting for sure. Big applause, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. Exactly. This is the first Tech Awards ceremony, maybe. Didn't really bother checking. It is at least the first of this kind of design. Let's just say it like that. Although, first off, there's a bit of a disclaimer. We were going to make this a lot bigger in the beginning. Like, I was going to have 3D printed awards to give away, more speakers, fake sponsorship ads, all of that cool stuff that you would see at a award ceremony. Yeah, life got in the way a bit, so let's, yeah, it's the first, but maybe let's just call it the zeroth for now. And see, if people like this, we will be returning next year with hopefully a bit less tumultuous life circumstances around it and make it what it was meant to be. What was it meant to be? Well, it started out as a bit of a joke, and, well, kind of still is. Here you see my original Fetty post on this thing, where a lot of talk was going on about some Hollywood awards ceremony thing. I don't even remember which one. And I thought, hey, it would be kind of fun to have something like that, but for tech, with a similar level of pretentiousness, but also a bit of tongue-in-cheek humor and self-awareness about how pretentious it is. What is the agenda for today? First off, we have some satirical slash anti-awards. That's because while this is an award ceremony celebrating tech, tech is far from perfect. There's a lot of things going wrong in it, and it would feel weird to not mention the things, like the biggest fuck-ups of the last year, essentially. But once that's out of the way, we will be moving on to more serious and fun awards. So starting off with the satirical slash anti-awards, we have the golden dividend check. Most lives put in turmoil through layoffs while raking in eye-watering earnings. I think all of you know about the huge layoff waves in the last years, especially in the tech industry. And companies are doing better than ever, but they're still laying off tens of thousands of people. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and just like so many, many thousands of people have been laid off by our runner-up, Dell, who laid off 13,000 people while simultaneously earning $88.4 billion of revenue and paying out $7 billion to their shareholders, all out of their income after expenses.
Yeah. Some of these numbers will look small compared to our winner. Although Microsoft also laid off about 13,000 people, so that number is the same, but they made $211 billion in revenue. They paid off $20.3 billion to shareholders and spent $18.4 billion on stock buybacks, which I don't know if you know about how like Boeing kind of went downhill because they prioritized stock buybacks over everything else. Really great thing. Another interesting thing to mention for Microsoft is that they actually put in their investor message risks for the next year. We might lose community goodwill. I didn't know they still had any. But yeah, I guess I'm never going to be working there, but that's okay. Secondly, for a second negative award, we have the Golden Raspberry Pi for most community goodwill lost.
Maybe Microsoft will be on this list next year, but so far they haven't managed to be on here this year. Our runner-up is the Rust Foundation, who tried to prevent people from using their name or logo in Rust-related projects. trademark law is a complicated mess, but there's definitely better ways to go about it than what they did.
Yeah, but this also seems a bit small compared to the winner, the fallout of the winner, which is, as many could have guessed, the NixOS Foundation. It's been going on for years. What really went down right now, it hasn't been a very fun project to contribute to, for, especially for marginalized group, marginalized people. and there was a push to have a moderation team, but they were systematically disempowered, so they couldn't really do much, and they could be overwritten by anyone who has been in the project for longer. And yeah, it all kind of culminated when a weapons manufacturer sponsored their conference, which especially in the current geopolitical climate, maybe don't do that, where a lot of people lost interest in working on the project, and there's now both an attempt to save it, which, yeah, hopefully that will work, a lot of people are trying to improve it from the inside, but there's also a very promising fork, which has already done some things within the NixOS space that users have been wanting for years. So, yeah, let's see who will be remembered in the end. But, yeah, let's put away the negativity for now, and just go to some fun and serious awards. Some of them you might want to win in the future, some of them you might not. So, yeah. First of all, we have the Waving Hand, which is for the most approachable open source community. Contributing to open source can be very daunting, but it's also very rewarding and can be great for your career. And communities spending the effort on making it good for newcomers should be applauded. So, such as?
Our runner-up, Kubernetes. Whose project is structured in a way that really makes it easy to join with open Google groups, open lots of open meetings, and they are just super approachable, especially the people at the SIG security group who have been just so wonderful to interact with and super approachable. And then our winner with a long, long, long running project, GNOME, who has been sponsoring and started the Outreachy internship program, which I am an alumni of, and that was my introduction into tech and the reason why I have a job now. They pay marginalized people to work in tech and work on open source projects. And they're just such a wonderful group of people, and especially the Sophie and the people, other people involved with the welcome.gnome.org are really trying to make this a really great project and be as approachable as possible. So yeah, thank you all for that.
Moving on with the Golden King stumbling on his offerings. If you don't get that joke, watch The Owl House. It's worth it for more than just a bad joke on mice that I made. Yeah, best merch given away at conferences. I know no one here likes advertisement. I personally feel, though, that merch given away at conferences is a bit of a different story than regular advertisement, because the people who come up with the stuff are more similar to me and you than regular marketing people. And their goal is really to make you smile first, and then secondly, to have you associate that smile with the brand behind it. So yeah, I thought it would be a nice thing to have. And our runner-up?
Our runner-up is Ox Security, who gave away really cute, cool champagne glasses at KubeCon this past year, which was really great, and also a vast improvement from the champagne inside. It was a vast improvement from the venue provided champagne, which is not the best, not good.
Yeah, but they were beat off by someone who probably spent a lot less money on their things they were giving away, which is authorized. They have this. It's so cute. They had those for multiple pronoun sets. I have one on me here. So yeah, it's just super cute. I don't completely remember what they do, but their pins are cool. Moving on with something you might not want to win, but I think it's kind of a bit of a fun thing. Like, you might have noticed that this year, February was weirdly a day longer than usual. A lot of people don't consider that when writing data handling code, which I would just advise everyone to just not do. There's libraries for that. But yeah, they did it, and it went wrong.
Yeah, our runner-up, Japan. Multiple prefectural governments were unable to issue or renew driver's licenses during the first part of the day on the 29th. They were apparently all using the same vendor for their driver's license processing system, and that vendor failed to realize that there would be a February 29th, and yeah, their system broke down. It took a few hours to fix.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're a government or IT supplier, time is not really your main thing. For who it is, people who make watches. Actually, there were multiple manufacturers whose smartwatches broke down on the 29th, and yeah, if I got a penny for every time a smartwatch failed to display the time on a leap day, I would have more than 2 pennies. I didn't count how many it were, but it was rather embarrassing. It's not a lot, but it's weird that it happened that often. Yeah.
I had one job.
Now, moving on to the Silver Spark for Most Promising Software Fork.
Our runner-up, Valky. 6 years after moving some modules from Redis, or however you pronounce that, I've never quite figured out how, to a more restrictive license, the main parts of the program was moved on to as well. And then the Valky project kind of was taken over by the, started by the people related to the Linux Foundation, and that is continuing development in more open manner.
And the winner is almost exactly the same story. Why did they win and not Valky? I prefer the name. I like tofu. Yeah, there was a lot of things at HashiCorp that were suddenly no longer really viable to be used by anyone except people paying them, which created, among others, the OpenTofu project, also under the Linux Foundation. And yeah, I'm going to be very interested in seeing how it will develop. There seems to be some nice development happening there. Dan, moving on to the shiny new thing for the most promising new development in open source.
Our runner-up this year is Spiel. Spiel is a new speech API for Linux, which aims to make text-to-speech something that people actually want to use and integrate into their projects within the Linux space. Hopefully, at some point, it will be a viable alternative to Apple's VoiceOver, and it'll drive further developments in a much-needed space within Linux, both for accessibility and for things like navigation with Linux phones taking off and a bunch of awesome development happening in this space. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the winner is maybe not more important, but it is definitely a bit shinier because it's not an API. It's the version 4 release of the Godot engine. It was a ginormous step towards making the engine a viable alternative to the proprietary offerings. And in addition to Unity kind of fucking up their licensing model, how great Godot 4 was really pushed it forwards to become the most recommended choice for new developers. And I've personally used it. It's really, really great. They did a lot of work. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what they will be doing next. And yeah, that's sadly, all we already we have for you today. But a big thank you to everyone who took the time to come here, listen to this talk, especially also the Augur who made this GPN as awesome as it is. It is my favorite event every single year, and just thank you all for all the effort you put in. And also all of the people who try to make the tech space better and more inclusive for everyone. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. So I'm not sure if we should do questions, because questions seems to be not really matching. But I have some ideas already. Maybe I can bring them up. So as product manager, no, not for this. But maybe next year it could be a little bit more like democratic by having a polling system, and these guys and all the other guys make their like candidates, yeah, and then also maybe afterwards a polling, and then it will be awesome, I guess. Yeah? Also my big mistake, I wrote on my card that we should do some more boo and yay and stuff. I forgot that, so it's not their fault, it's mine. And I think next year this will be also much, much better then. But who would like to say something? I can come over to you. Who has some ideas?
Just one comment to that. I actually already bought the domain where the voting would have taken place.
Great.
You all know how it goes. The easiest step is buying the domain.
Yep.
Hopefully,
is it there already, or is it? Will it be?
It has a parking page, like my own parking page. It doesn't have ads or anything. It just says I have ADHD, which means I start too many projects. Maybe this will be replaced at some point. Awardceremony.site is the URL. Hopefully, next year we will have voting on it.
Okay. So, does anybody has comments, questions? Yeah. Feedback. Okay, there's one at least.
So first, thanks for telling me about Spiel. And I was thinking whether that was actually a Yiddish word, because that would give it some extra points, I think, and make it a winner and not just a runner-up. And when you were talking about smartwatches, this is really interesting, because there are actually mechanical watches who can do that correctly.
Oh, wow.
But it seems to be too hard for smartwatches to just use a library that fucking works. Funny.
Yeah.
Any more feedback?
How can one submit suggestions for the next time?
You can, for now, just message me on Fedi. I have my Fedi handle in a slide. Isn't that nice? I have so many slides.
And if someone isn't on Fedi?
Then you can send me an email. Just say awardceremony@dysphoric.dev.
Shameless promotion. If anyone wants to try to shine a new thing, Godot 4. We have a Godot Stammtisch here in Karlsruhe, and you can find us over there. We have a large banner, so if anyone wants to try it out, please come by.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anything else? So I also would have one thing, like we need more envelopes. So
anyway. Yeah.
Okay, but then, yeah, one big applause for the premiere. GPN.